Supporters of the campaign to restore Jackson State Forest held a rally today at the headquarters for the California Department of Forestry on the Ridgewood Summit south of Willits. The rally was a protest of the Brandon Gulch timber sale. Vince Taylor of the campaign to restore Jackson State described the logging plan.
In their first logging plan that they have brought back after a lawsuit that stopped them for 2 years, where they heard from 4,800 people that they want the old parts of this forest, say, what do? They go to the absolutely best, most beautiful stand in Jackson State Forest, with a beautiful hiking trail through the middle of it, with a salmon stream through the middle of it, and just an incredible untouched 100-year-old groves of trees, and they're going in and completely going through it, doing little mini clear cuts that they don't call clear cuts, they call them group selection, but essentially they remove all the trees in an area so the canopy is all destroyed, and they're going through and pockmarketing. I call it smallpox logging. We do have a lawsuit against them. The campaign to restore Jackson State Forest and Forest Forever jointly have brought suit against them because when they prepared their new management plan under court orders, they had to prepare an environmental impact report as part of state law. Well, they didn't follow the law. So they have prepared an environmental impact report that doesn't do a whole lot of things that are required by the state law to be done.
Bill Heil, a local forest activist and portable sawmill operator, spoke about the economics of the Jackson State logging plans up for bid.
Today, the bids that are going to be opened are for Brandon Gulch. Right across the creek from Brandon Gulch is another harvest plan called Camp 3. Both these two plans were filed at the same time. In Camp 3, the bids for that are going to be open in a couple of weeks. Now, those two plans together, which are going to be sold in two groups, constitute 900 acres of forest. They plan to take 17 million board feet off of these 900 acres, and it's going to net them, if they get their minimum bid, $5.5 million. All that money, or 90% of that money, is going to Sacramento.
Heil said the low bids for the Brandon Gulch timber sale will set the price for lumber for the entire season in Mendocino County.
Mills are specialized. They specialize in a lot of ways. The big mills are specialized, so one mill takes big redwood logs, one mill takes small redwood logs, and another mill takes the fir. When you've got three mills that are looking at a $3 million timber harvest sale and wanting different things from it, they've been together. It's all decided. It's decided how much they're going to bid. And I have to say these bids are really low ball bids because of where the market is now. $325 a thousand for redwood standing is ridiculous. What it means is that small millers like myself that would like to get logs from that mill are not going to be able to, because there's no way I can afford to put up $2 million when I want 10,000 board feet of lumber.
Linda Perkins with the Sierra Club and the Campaign to Restore Jackson State said that since GP shut down its mill in Fort Bragg, the only possible bidders for the Brandon Gulch plan are Mendocino Redwood Company, Harwood, and Redwood Empire. She explained what's next for the Brandon Gulch timber sale and Jackson State Demonstration Forest.
If this plan gets sold today, I assume that the Campaign for Jackson State, which has the lawsuit, will file for a preliminary injunction on that plan and hope to stop it. In the courts once again, while the matter of a proper EIR gets decided for the forest. And of course, we would love for the public to be much more involved in its management, to have a say. I was on the Citizens Advisory Committee that was really a broad spectrum, included Art Harwood with his Branscombe Mill and foresters and environmentalists, and we had a set of recommendations for Jackson State that CDF took and put on the shelf and ignored. So I would like to see a large measure of public voice in this.
Despite several attempts to get a response from CDF to the protest at their headquarters, the CDF employees who were present at the rally refused to comment. They told me I would have to wait an hour and a half for CDF's manager of Jackson State, Mark Jameson, to make his statement. There were no less than two of them holding video cameras to record the rally, but they wouldn't tell me why they had been told to make the videotapes. For KZYXNZ, this is Alicia Littletree at the Ridgewood Summit in Willits.